Hello, everyone, and welcome to College Football Showtime. I am your host, Aaron Horton. As we talk about many things today, as today is January the 20th, 2023, and can things get any more complicated for Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines as there is more bizarre news today coming out of their program? And also, we're going to talk about the new college football playoff format. Is it the right thing to go to 12 teams now, as the committee has put something together for 2024 for a new playoff format? But right now, we need to talk about this Michigan situation right now. As just a few hours ago, the school of Michigan has terminated offensive coordinator Matt Weiss, who is being investigated for allegations for computer crimes that has been brought up the past couple of hours ago. Some details have said that someone on campus has access to the computers of a private email of the university that is illegal. But I don't know how true that is, but that's the allegations that is coming out from sources right now. There's more that needs to be determined, more news that needs to be brought out. But they have terminated the offensive coordinator for Michigan and Coach Wes, as he was the past coordinator for the past two seasons for that past couple of playoff runs. And now the student body in the university, as the athletic director, Walt Manuel, has made out a statement, as he has quoted today, "After review of the university policies, the athletic department has terminated the appointment of coach and offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Matt Weiss," has said in his post conference today that the school has released him from the school, and his tenure has been terminated right now from the program. And just a few minutes ago, after the firing, on his Twitter account, Matt Weiss said on his Twitter account, "After the firing, I am proud of the success we have achieved over the last two seasons and grateful to all of the Michigan players, coach, and staff members. The potential of the team 144 knows no bounds. I have nothing but respect for the University of Michigan and the people who made it such a great place. I will look forward to putting this matter behind me and returning to the game that I love," Matt Weiss quoted on January the 20th of 2023. But this now just brings more complications to the Jim Harbaugh story right now. So when we talk about Jim Harbaugh right now, this is the second year in a row that NFL talks have been brought up with him, of him going back to the NFL, him getting coaching interviews, wondering if he was going to even be the head coach, even though it was public announced that he will return for 2023, as things are looking to be heading him in the right direction for this season. But the question is always going to be asked, is this going to be your last year? Are you going to be here as the head coach for this team if I was a recruit that he was trying to bring into his program? Because that is a legitimate question that every prospect in high school transfer portal needs to ask if they have an interview with him. And there's so much that needs to be in consideration of that. When you talk about the investigation, how the NCAA handled that, how will they build off of this? How will this affect the program? Because this is many questions. Yes, they have had great success the past two seasons, but they had profoundly disappointing endings to it in the college football playoff, where in Georgia they was just not competitive in that game. And this past year with TCU, it was just too many mistakes that they made that prevented them from winning this game. And that's going to be the question all offseason. It's going to be a very long offseason for Jim Harbaugh, where at Big Ten Media Days, they're going to be asking him questions. How are you going to handle this situation? is this going to be your last year with Michigan? Are you going to continue to entertain NFL jobs like he did this offseason with Carolina, Denver, Indianapolis, all those teams that have coaching offerings right now? But with them having the loss against TCU in the Fiesta Bowl, 51-45, but that game was just filled with turnovers, mistakes, uncostly mistakes that they just couldn't overcome because TCU had an answer for everything that they did in that game. And I think Michigan was the biggest disappointment of that playoff, in my opinion, because everybody projected that Michigan versus Georgia rematch in the championship game. That obviously didn't happen, but the result is the result. And we're going to keep asking this question about Jim Harbaugh this offseason. What can he do to solve this situation? And I know this investigation is going to take time. We don't know what is going to come from this, but that's going to continue to be the question all offseason. And I know right now we're about to talk about moving on to the college football playoff format that needs to be talked about right now. The playoff committee has expanded the playoff from 4 teams to 12 teams. And when you look at this format, it does have a little bit of an NFL-type feel to it, but not necessarily true. But it does bring different formats to the table where you do have questions. How is this going to work? Last month in December, when it was approved, Bill Hancock, the executive director of the College Football Playoff, quoted last month, "We are delighted to be moving forward. When the board expanded the playoff beginning in 2026 and asked the CFP management to examine the feasibility of starting the new playoff earlier, the management committee went right to work. More teams and more assets means more excitement for fans, alumni, and student athletes. Everyone realized that this change is the best for college football right now and put together to make it happen. As this format is looking for 2024, is which the first year it will start and where its first annual part will start that year for 12 teams. It will look to be taking place the week ending of Saturday of December the 21st as either the home team of the highest seed or at another site designated by the higher seed, it will be placed. The number 12 team, as it is written on their website, that the 12 team will face the number 5 team. So let's say from this past year, from the final CFP rankings that you see on the poll, that Georgia was 1, Michigan was 2, TCU was 3, Ohio State was 4. And when you go down on the list, you have Alabama at 5, Tennessee at 6, 7 is Clemson, Utah is 8, 9 is Kansas State, 10 is USC, 11 is Penn State, and 12 is Washington. So as this format is saying on their website, that the 12 teams of this tournament will be from this past year, that will be your 12 participants in this tournament. So what is written down or what is on their website, that the 12th seed will go to the 5th seed. So let's say on this past poll, Washington is number 12. So they will be going to Tuscaloosa to face the Alabama Crimson Tide, and that will be a home game. And I think that's the most fantastic part about this playoff format, that you do have home games now to be included in this playoff format, because that brings more fans into the picture. It brings these college towns, it brings more revenue, more people to the city, more people for tourists, more things to do in their towns, just to build this atmosphere. And I think that's the biggest winner of this playoff expansion. So I really can't complain about that part of it. The next one will be, let's say the number 16 will play the number 10 team. That will be Tennessee and Penn State. And I think that would be an electric atmosphere that was done this year, because you got Tennessee that was just prolific on offense with Hendon Hooker at quarterback, who should have been in the Heisman Trophy ceremony, but I'm not the voters for that. That's another topic. And them going to Penn State with that huge whiteout, the fans, probably a top 3 atmosphere, probably number 1 in the country. That's just something you could just sell for ESPN and all the TV production, and just you could sell that all week leading into the game, that you could bring people that don't watch college football to bring and be new fans of the product. And I just think that's just another part that makes it good. It's just, it's more examples of that. But as the website says, for the 2024 and 2025 season, the four quarterfinal games and two playoff semifinal games will be played in bowl games on a rotating basis. In 2024, the quarterfinals will be placed in the Fiesta Bowl, the Peach Bowl, Rose Bowl, and Sugar Bowl, while the Cotton Bowl, Orange Bowl will host the playoff semifinals. The 2025 quarterfinals will be placed in the Cotton Bowl, Orange Bowl, Rose Bowl, and Sugar Bowl, and et cetera, et cetera. And it's a rotating matter, as it will be rotating every year from now on as they have this format. Specific dates of all quarterfinal and semifinal games will be announced at a later time. So they will announce it probably in the next couple of months, or maybe when they meet again in the next couple of months to talk about what will be the dates for these games. The national championship games will be played on January the 20th. So they are moving it back. And that game on January the 20th of 2025 will be played in Atlanta in the Mercedes Dome. And you got the next year on January the 19th of 2026 will be played in Miami. As the director of the College Football Players finished quoting on his press conference, that he said, on behalf of the management committee and the board of managers, this is thrilling. It's been a long process that we are pleased that more teams and more students will have the opportunity to compete for national championships beginning in the 2024 season. A new era of an expanded college playoff is coming. On that Friday of last month, they agreed, yay, that the playoffs should be expanded from 4 teams to 12 teams. So it was from the whole committee. The larger field will begin with the 2026 season, though the College Football Management Committee will look into possibly moving up to 12 teams for the 2024 or 2025 season. So they're still in agreement for it. They're still trying to get things settled in for that. The College Football Playoff Committee will still look to have the same methods of how they will judge who gets into the playoff and what are the criteria to get in the playoff. So you're still going to have the strength of schedule of who you played and who you scheduled in years before past, and how you will determine the criteria to get into the playoff, like strength of record, how's your combined teams that you played against come together, record rise. Your eye test will still be the most important factor into it, because you still want to get the 12 best teams into the playoffs. As they said with the 4-team playoffs, we want to get the 4 best teams into the playoffs. So I think that criteria will still carry over. I think there will be some new things that they will probably bring to the table, but that's for a topic of another time that they will discuss at a later time. And I think with 12 teams, there is some cons to it, but there is some good things about it too. I guess it's just the good with the bad, and we just accept it for what it is. But it is a step forward. On an ending note, we have got news from the past day that Cormartie McClain will be flipping from Miami to Colorado to play for Deion Sanders in prime time. As prime time has pulled in the past two number one corners from the past two recruiting classes, and Travis Hunter, who will be pairing up with Cormartie McClain in the Pac-12 with the Colorado Buffs, as they will be preparing for the 2023 season. And that will be a very interesting duo, as they will be looking to defend post different offenses like USC and Arizona and all those other schools that have very good passing game attacks. And I think that's just something that we really need to keep an eye on. I think Deion is really building good things there. And I think Deion is not really done in the transfer portal. We'll see how they do in spring practice. We'll see what he says. However, position is going to be played out right now. But Colorado is a school to look out for. And I think that week one matchup is with TCU. And I think that is going to be a very good game. And see how those two teams play out. Everything is going to be new with those two teams. On this ending note, I'm glad for you to be tuning in today, as this was the first edition of College Football Showtime. I'm your host, Aaron Horton. I hope for you guys to come back again and listen to the show as we talk about more college football and what it means for the sport. Thank you.